Come on in. There's no gavel up here. Thank you. There's room down front, and I've been told that it's cooler in the seats in the front. So if you think the room's too warm, come on down front. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Sounds like some good interaction out there. I see some people already completed their little cards. So good odds for the drawing. Okay, welcome back. We're going to get started again. I have a couple of quick announcements as we're getting settled. First of all, I want to thank Robbie LaFleur. I don't know if she's in the room here right now, but she was one of the key members on the organizing group, and she gave me a little note to remind you that tomorrow there'll be a link to the main page of the legislative website. So some of you that might have come in late, you might be able to access that. Starting tomorrow, there'll be a page covering today's conference, and there'll be links from the agenda to the speaker biographies and information of the technology booths, and audio and video of the sessions today will be available within a few days. So check the legislative website, or if you know somebody who missed today, they can get on and access that and be able to get all this great information that we're getting. Another quick announcement, you do have a handout in your packet for the upcoming session here, but what about tomorrow? So you might want to follow along with that. And so with that, I'd like to turn it over to our next introducer, who is Senator Jeff Michel from one of the other caucuses, and he will introduce the speakers. So welcome, Senator Michel.
Good morning. Ah, this is a Minnesota crowd. Well, what could be more exciting than a demographer and an economist? Yeah. Ellen Anderson just said politicians. Well, all kidding aside, I actually think this might be the best panel of the day, and maybe one of the best panels or discussions that we can involve ourselves in for this year. We're about to set on a course to put together a two-year state budget. That's our constitutional and statutory duty. That's important. Our terms of office put us into a mind frame of 2 years, 4 years. But as our earlier panel suggested, there are some big changes coming our way. Some authors have called this a demographic tsunami. Others have talked about the coming generational storm. And I think it's really important for us to think beyond this next budget that we're putting together and to think about our kids and our grandkids. And the Tom and Tom Show, otherwise known as TNT, they put on a similar performance a couple years ago, and it actually inspired the formation of the 2020 Conference, a bipartisan group of legislators that thinks it's time and wants to talk about what the retirement of the baby boomers is going to mean for our jobs, for the state budget, and for our kids. Now, let me put a Minnesota number on it, and we've stolen this from TNT. By the year 2020, we will have more retirees than kids in school. More retirees than kids in school. Think about what that means for our state budget. If we don't start planning for that kind of demographic now, in the year 2007, I don't think we're going to want to be around in 2020. So I was excited to see that we have Tom Gillespie and Tom Stinson on the panel for you to hear from this morning. They've updated what we originally heard a couple years ago, And I would just challenge all of you to take on a mindset, at least for this morning, that goes beyond 2 years and goes beyond 4 years. I hope you'll consider joining the 2020 conference, but more importantly, I hope you'll use what you hear this morning as an overlay on what you do as a state policymaker. So with that, I'd like to formally introduce Tom Gillespie, the state demographer, and Tom Stinson, the state economist.